Winning the heart. There's a quiet town nestled between rolling hills, where time seemed to slow down, and life flowed like the gentle stream that passed through it. Among its cobblestone streets and quaint houses stood a little bookstore, Whispers of the Heart. It was a place of solace, where people came to lose themselves in the pages of novels or seek advice from old tomes. The store's owner, a kind-hearted woman named Alara, ran the shop with a grace that matched the peaceful surroundings. Alara had always believed in love, true love that was gentle, patient, and unwavering. She'd witnessed it in countless novels and in the lives of the couples who wandered into her store. But despite her deep understanding of love, she had yet to experience it herself. She had grown comfortable with the idea of living alone, knowing that the right person would come along when the time was right. That was until he walked in. His name was Julian, a man with a quiet intensity in his eyes, the kind that made you wonder about the stories behind them. His hair was dark, slightly tousled, and his hands were worn from work, though his demeanor was one of subtle sophistication. He had been passing through town when he saw the sign for the bookstore and, for reasons unknown, decided to step inside. Alara noticed him right away. He wasn't like the usual customers who came to browse for a few minutes and leave. Julian lingered, running his fingers along the spines of the books, as if searching for something that wasn't immediately visible. "Looking for something special?" Alara asked, her voice soft, breaking the comfortable silence that had settled between them. Julian turned, meeting her gaze with a thoughtful smile. "I suppose I am, but I'm not sure what yet." Alara laughed lightly, a sound that felt like a melody in the stillness of the shop. "That's the magic of books. They always seem to find us, when we're least expecting it." Julian nodded, then paused. "Do you ever feel like something, someone is missing, but you can't quite figure out what?" The question lingered in the air, and Alara's heart skipped a beat. It was an unusual question, one that made her wonder if Julian had felt the same way about love, that inexplicable longing she had always sensed but never truly understood. She studied him for a moment before answering. I think we all feel like that at some point. Love is something you can't force. It comes when you least expect it. And sometimes, it's right in front of you." There was a moment of silence as Julian looked down at the book in his hands. He seemed deep in thought, then slowly spoke again. "Maybe that's what I've been looking for. A place to belong, and someone to share it with." Alara's breath caught in her throat. Was he talking about her? Or was it just a passing thought, a sentiment that would fade as quickly as it had come? She didn't have time to dwell on it, for Julian had already turned to leave. "I'll be back," he said, his voice carrying a promise she couldn't quite place. And he was. Every day for the next week, Julian visited the bookstore. Sometimes he would buy a book, sometimes he just sat quietly by the window, reading or thinking. He didn't say much, but his presence seemed to fill the space with a warmth that Alara had never known. One afternoon, as the golden light of the setting sun bathed the shop in a soft glow, Julian approached Alara once again, his usual quiet resolve replaced with a vulnerability she hadn't seen before. "Alara," he began, his voice hesitant but firm. "I've been coming here every day, and I find myself looking forward to it more than I expected. I don't just come for the books. I come because you're here." Her heart raced, her pulse quickened, but she stayed calm, choosing her words carefully. "Julian, I know," he interrupted, smiling softly. "I know you probably don't see it the way I do, but I've felt something since I first walked in here. Something I can't explain. And I don't want to wait any longer to say it." Alara felt her breath catch in her throat. Was this truly happening? The moment she had dreamed of, but never truly believed would come to pass. "I think I'm falling in love with you, Alara," he confessed, his eyes searching hers for a response. The world seemed to stop in that instant, the space between them charged with a thousand unspoken words. Alara felt her own heart pounding in her chest, her mind racing with emotions she hadn't dared to acknowledge before. She had been waiting for this moment, but now that it was here, it felt surreal. "I think I've been falling in love with you too," she whispered, her voice trembling slightly. Julian stepped closer, reaching for her hand. "I'm not asking for anything big or grand. I just want to be with you, to share this life, this story, with you? Ilera looked into his eyes, seeing the sincerity and depth of his feelings. In that moment, she knew that this was the kind of love she had always believed in, gentle, patient, and unwavering. With a soft smile, she nodded, her heart finally ready to embrace the love that had quietly found its way into her life. And so, in the warmth of the little bookstore, surrounded by stories of love and longing, Ilera and Julian began their own story, a story of two souls who had found each other when they weren't looking, but knew, with every beat of their hearts, that they had found exactly what they had been searching for all along.